So I forgot to turn the PowerPoint on, so now's your time to actually pay attention to the announcements, I guess. So the nursery is open this morning, so if you have children up to the age of 2, you're welcome to take advantage of that. We'd just like to say congratulations to Joe and Annie Huber on the birth of their daughter, Steely Joe, and that was April 9th. She was 6 pounds 14 ounces and 19 inches long. Graduation Sunday is next Sunday. That'll be May 2nd. And we're going to honor our high school and college graduates during that time. So if you are graduating from college or know a college graduate, please give that information to April Haig. The email is in the bulletin. And with graduation Sunday, we're going to be doing a spaghetti dinner in, it's kind of, the design is that it's supposed to be a potluck. So we're trying to get as many people to contribute spaghetti sauce and salad as we can. That way we have all one dish and we can serve out of one area as opposed to having a large assortment of potluck foods. So if you would like to contribute some of those ingredients or your help in cooking or serving, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. If you're planning on going on a short-term mission trip this summer, there are applications for funding in the foyer. So if you could fill those out sometime before May 9th, that would be great. And if you have a child going to Victory Center Bible Camp, there are applications for scholarships for that in the foyer. And if you could give those to the CE board as soon as possible, that would be great. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is 1 Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen is better than the fat of rams."
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. I ask you to take your hymn books, if you so desire, or the words will be on the screen. We're going to turn to number 349, Trust and Obey. Number 349, I'll ask you to stand with me, please.
Trust and obey, for there's no
flooded lights of his love, until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows, and the joy he bestows, and for them who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we can sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Wonderful singing. You may be seated. This is our opportunity to bring our praises and prayer requests before our congregation. And one thing I'm grateful for, that we didn't have a lot of snow to shovel this morning, or any, fortunately. But I also know this past week, one of our missionaries, Grace May, that is Grace Peterson, formerly Peterson, she had surgery on a cyst that had developed around her uterus. She is pregnant, and through the surgery, both her and the baby are doing well. They were able to drain the fluid and remove as much of the cyst as possible. There's one thing they'll be keep watching, but the baby is healthy and Grace is recovering. And I know as she works with the navigators down in Lawrence, they're at the final push for this semester. And so we will be praying for Grace to find the rest and the healing, as well as the help in the Bible studies that she leads and the mentoring that she does. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Kay.
I have a new great-granddaughter in the Woolbridge. Laura had a baby girl. Her name is Holland Marie.
Holland or Holly?
H-O-L-L-Y-N.
Holland. Got it. Great-granddaughter? The praise for a new great-granddaughter in Kay Fawcett's family, Holland Marie. And we also last week got to see a new addition into Joe and Annie Huber's family. And that's the details are in the bulletin for Steely Joe. And it's grateful to see new additions to the church family. I know we continue to pray for Kelly Van Vuren as she gets closer and closer to her due date as well. So any other prayer requests? June.
Okay. Continue praying for the fallout shelter, and Rich and Darren are moving into their new site this week, so pray for their safety, and that
is all as well. So Ron and June Ohm's son, Rich, and wife, Barrett, run the ministry Fallout Shelter, and they're moving into their new facility this week, and continue to pray for the finances for that, as well as a safe move and the expansion of ministry and the opportunities that we'll have.
Mom had a birthday this week, and Mom and Dad celebrated 59 years of marriage.
So congratulations to Harlan and Jean for 59 years. A demonstration of patience and love for one another. And I know they're grateful to have family back. Let's see, there was one, Brenda. And your mom's first name, Catherine. So Brenda Christensen's mom, Catherine, she had fallen a while ago, and Brenda went down to be with her, and she is getting much better, but at 91, I don't want to add it, 91, she is, those things become much more serious, and grateful that she is healed from that fall. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunities we have that you have placed us for this time and place to be your salt and light in the community around us, for the opportunities to minister, to be your ambassadors. You have commissioned us to go forward to reach the nations, and as Jesus commanded his disciples, to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I thank you that we get to participate in what you're doing and how you're building your kingdom. As we look at the world around us, we truly see that without Christ, there is no hope and there is no peace. Thank you that your Son came to bring us peace. First and foremost, peace with you, our Heavenly Father, that our greatest need of a relationship with you was paved because of the work Jesus did on the cross and his resurrection, that he truly is the only way, and he is the truth, and he is life, and we can come to the Father through him. Father, we lift up our request to you. We thank you for how you watch over each one of us, that no matter what struggles we face, you know them and you're actively working in us and through us. And help us to be patient when we haven't seen the answers to our requests, but we rejoice with the praises that have been given. We pray for Kay Fawcett's extended family with the new addition of a great granddaughter. We pray for her parents and for her, that you would continue to strengthen her and the joy that she brings into the family. We are also, we come alongside and pray for Ann and Joe Huber and the new addition to their family. Thank you so much for just the joy that a newborn brings, but we also know that there is, begins a process. And so we pray for Steely Joe, that she would one day come to know you as her Savior. We pray that you would give wisdom to Joe and Annie as they raise their daughter and their two sons. Father, we continue to pray for Kelly Van Vuren and her pregnancy, and that you would keep both mom and baby safe. We lift up our missionary Grace May to you, thankful for that the surgery went well this week, that you would be with both her and the baby, and Stephen as he ministers to his wife, that you would bring complete healing. That is our prayer, that you would heal Grace from this cyst, that the surgery will have removed the issue, and that you would also help her as the semester winds to a close and the summer ministries that Navigators has, that you would help her to know her role and especially the investment she has in the different leaders that she mentors, both at KU and UMKC. Father, we are grateful for your faithfulness to us and for Harlan and Jean and the celebrating of 59 years together for Jean's birthday. We are grateful for the legacy that they have given into their family, and we think of those in our church that have celebrated a long time together. We know that as a testimony to your faithfulness, for no one makes it that long being married together to the same person without your miraculous work in our lives. Father, we also pray for Brenda Christensen's mom, Catherine, that you would continue to heal, help sustain her through each of her days. We are thankful that Brenda got to go and be with her for a considerable amount of time, and that Brenda is back with us. We just continue to pray for those that deal with COVID, and we are thankful for medical technology, but also your healing hand. And as we look at our community, we continue to pray for opportunities we have to invest in the lives of others. We pray for VBS as it the planning stages for each of the ones that will come, for each of the ones that will be working and helping, that we would be used by you. We pray for our youth group. We're thankful for the opportunity they had last week to lead us in our service, for the work that you've done in their life. We pray for Pastor Derek and Kelly as they invest in the lives of our youth. And as Derek leads both the youth group and directs VBS, pray that you give him wisdom. Father, we do pray for our missionaries. We are thankful for how you have used them around the world, and we focus on the Manas for this month. We pray for them as they have made it to the Ukraine and are trying to figure out ways to minister in the COVID time, but also we pray for the people of Ukraine as Russia continues to stir up unrest, that you would give your church, your family, safety, that opportunities to minister that they never thought they would, and give Mike and Judy wisdom as they mentor and as they get ready for the English camps, that they would be able to invest their lives in students and reach this next generation coming up in Ukraine for Christ. We pray for their ministry around the world as they teach and coach and mentor other YFC staff. I'm thankful for the unique gifting you've given them. We continue to pray for Judy's health, that you would sustain her and as she deals with Lyme's disease, and you would be with both of them as they are away from family and away from the States for a considerable amount of time. Father, we thank you that you have blessed us, and that as we place our offerings in the box in the foyer, you can use those gifts to honor and glorify yourself here in our community and around the world. May all that we do with our lives bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Earlier, how providential those things go off before we get to the service. Well, we are grateful that we get to worship together and that we have the technology and the opportunities to sing and to make music together to lead you all as we come together with all the people said amen.
Mercy. short this morning up here, but that's all right, because you guys can sing loud to help us out, right? Some days it's a struggle to make everything land out the way we plan it. But then again, we're not supposed to make our plans in pen, right? As a saying a long time ago said, make your plans in pencil and give God the eraser. Because he changes our plans from time to time. Final song. It's one that we haven't done in a little while, but it should be familiar to you, I believe.
thank you for who you are. And we have come this morning to worship you. We pray that it will not only be this morning that we worship you. We pray we be mindful each day of who you are, of your worthiness, your holiness, your righteousness, your goodness, your love for us. And that we would seek to live our lives in worship. I pray that you would be with each of us now as we look into your word. I pray that our attention would be solely on you and what you have to say to us this morning, and that we would take what we receive and we would apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.